proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. The Jewish religious holidays observed by Jesus Christ and his Jewish countrymen included, amongst other things, the weekly Sabbath day. They also included a series of annual festivals. In the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, God described such days as, quote, holy convocations, unquote. Jesus Christ, who according to Galatians chapter 4 was made of a woman, made under the law, Jesus Christ lived and interacted with people familiar with the Jewish feast days. To what extent did these holidays impact the ministry of Jesus Christ? Today we will look at Jesus Christ and the Jewish Passover. On the Feast of Passover, God wanted the Jews to remember how he had delivered them from bondage to the Egyptians. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, he commanded the Jews to, quote, observe the month of Aviv, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Aviv, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night, unquote. The first Passover is described in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus. God directed every Jewish family to, quote, take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house, unquote. They were to observe that lamb for several days. On the 14th day of Nisan, the family would kill that lamb and eat of it entirely. In the same chapter, God commanded the Jews that they needed to, quote, take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it, unquote. When they did so, God promised that he would spare them from suffering from the plague he had sent upon the firstborn sons. The Savior's public ministry began on a Passover day. In the second chapter of his Gospel, John recorded how, quote, Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting, unquote. Note that none of these associated activities formed any part of Old Testament doctrine related to Passover observance. They had arisen by the Jews' teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men, namely the Jewish sages over the course of the ages. How did the Lord react to what he saw in the temple? John noted that, quote, when he had made a scourge of small cords, he, that is Jesus Christ, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. John added that the Lord, quote, said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my father's house an house of merchandise, unquote. The Savior regarded the temple as the house of God, not as a place for transacting mercantile operations. Fast forward some 3 years to the Savior's crucifixion. That event also occurred on a Passover day. John the Baptist, in the first chapter of John's Gospel, emphasized this aspect of the Lord's ministry. Upon seeing Jesus Christ, he exclaimed, quote, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, unquote. John the Baptist identified Jesus Christ with that Passover lamb, and by so doing implied that the Savior would shed his blood to avert divine judgment. The Jews kept the Feast of Unleavened Bread at the same time as the Feast of the Passover. In our next session, we will look at that holiday, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.